The Hot Ones. The Beach Boys, presented in part by Smucker's Jams and Jellies. Can I ever get you back? Endless summer, a perfect silver wave, 25 years of hit after hit after hit from over 35 different albums. Make that hundreds of albums if you count all the combination LPs released around the world. That's the legacy of the Beach Boys so far. They're rock and roll, no rock and roll band. Their California sound is a part of our musical history, and their songs continue to create a sensation of sun, sand, and surf whenever they play. It all began in the early 60s.
We thought maybe we'd have a hit record. You know, the thing was to make a record, you know, and to have it be on the radio. That was the big deal to us. We didn't really have any idea of what was going to happen. We didn't have any idea that it would turn out like this, and we certainly have, in every imaginable way, really had our share. I mean, gosh, it's just been unbelievable.
In the beginning, Carl Wilson and his two brothers, Brian and Dennis, formed the nucleus of the Beach Boys, along with their cousin, Mike Love, and longtime friend, Al Jardine. Almost like Peter Pan's, they're still boys at heart and in their songs, driving their woodies, chasing those California girls, perfect tens every one. Bruce Johnston, who's been a Beach Boy since 1965, says that's obvious keys to their success.
Somehow, the reason I think that we continue today in front of the 2 or 3 million people a year we play to live is because they tapped into something that orchestrates growing up, maybe from junior high school through college. And no matter what goes on the radio, what trend is going on, there's always room for some Beach Boy music. There's always room to think about school and your car and romance and things like that.
The Beach Boys recently released their first album in 5 years. It has an obvious title, but surprisingly, says Carl Wilson, one they hadn't used yet.
The title of the album is The Beach Boys. It's the first one we've ever had with that title. So that's kind of funny.
The Beach Boys album is a tribute to Dennis Wilson, who died in a tragic drowning accident in 1983.
We dedicate the album to Dennis Wilson as a brother, a cousin, and a friend. And people wonder how we feel about Dennis. Obviously, we miss him, but we genuinely feel that we have him on stage every night because we think he's left his spirit in all the songs every night we play. You know, we feel him around.
From the album dedicated to the late Dennis Wilson, the first hit is called Get You Back.
Can I ever get you back?
Carl Wilson says other than making sure the title gets you, listen to the beat, because Get You Back definitely has a bounce to it, thanks to the computer technology of the 80s.
Now, the instrumentation certainly is different. A lot of synthesized instruments and, you know, synthesizers, and Fairlight computers all over the place, of course. We did every track with that. The snare drum on every fourth beat of Get You Back was recorded at the Century West Health Club in one of the racquetball courts and placed in the Fairlight computer as a sample. and a lot of stuff like that went on with this record. The sounds are just really off of 86 Walls, you know.
Getting back to the surf with the Beach Boys after this on The Hot Ones.
Smucker's and Walt Disney Pictures have a great offer for you. Three adorable hand puppets from the new fantasy adventure movie Return to Oz. Now's the time for special savings on two 18-ounce jars of the great fresh fruit taste of Smucker's and to get your exclusive Scarecrow, the Gump, and TikTok hand puppets. Watch for money-saving coupons and all the details in your June 9th Sunday newspaper insert and look for the special displays in your supermarket. Sound good? With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
Won't now get closer.
Close-up toothpaste for whiter teeth, fresh breath that makes you nice to be near, and cavity-fighting fluoride protection. Get close-up.
Get close-up.
So, you think you deserve a break? Need to get away? Well, if you use soap when you take a bath, you can save on the greatest vacation offer ever. Just by saving Safeguard, Camé, Ivory Coast, and Zest wrappers, a couple can save as much as $140 a week on their next vacation.
Hooray!
Oh, you say you use some other brand? The Travel Cash Vacation Offer. Run out for this Sunday's paper for further details. Offer must include hotel or cruise and ends November 1st, 1985. Void where prohibited.
Early 1962, and a brand new sound captured a nation.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me.
The Beach Boys released their first hit, Surfing, and Carl Wilson says it established their musical trademark.
I got up this morning, turned on my radio.
I remember when we heard Surfing on the radio, I think it was the end of the third verse. It's the very best moment in the record. It was where, like, hey, that didn't turn out too bad. You know, that one little, you know, eight beats or whatever it was. We knew that we were onto something.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now come on, pretty baby, and surf with me, yeah.
It just wouldn't be summer in America without a Beach Boys hit playing on the radio.
Their harmonies, combined with Brian Wilson's meticulous arrangement, says Brother Carl, were what set them up for a series of over a dozen top 20 hits between 1962 and 1965.
The Beach Boys sound, first of all, comes from our voices, mainly, and from the way Brian constructed the arrangements. And that was influenced mostly by the Four Freshmen and Chuck Berry. It was that synthesis, or whatever word we'd want to, you know, care to use. It's that combination, that chemistry of all the sounds that we make all at the same time is really what creates the sound.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Everybody's gone surfing.
Surfing USA.
So be true to your school.
La, 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 la.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around,
I get around,
get around,
stand her cause she walks, looks and rides like an ace,
you walk like an ace,
now you walk like an ace, she makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face,
you walk like an ace, now you look like an ace,
a lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase,
you drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace,
and she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a deeper away.
It seemed just about everyone wanted to identify with the surf sound created by the Beach Boys. Even the landlocked Midwesterner who'd never actually seen an ocean wave, much less a surfboard. During the spring of 1965, the Beach Boys were riding the crest of the music charts at number one with Help Me Rhonda. And like the hits before it, Carl Wilson says it had a universal appeal because the Beach Boys sing about universal concerns.
Our songs were about going to the beach and having a girlfriend or a boyfriend, about cars, about things that were really important to those of us who grew up in Southern California, in, well, everywhere for heaven's sakes for that matter, as, you know, teenagers.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so
help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
back in your heart with the newest from the Beach Boys, coming up on The Hot Ones.
Like most Americans, I like a king-size bed. But last week, mine was in the shop, so the dealer loaned me a sofa bed. You know, one of those pretty little convertible jobs, the kind with the optional piping trim and tasseled throw pillows. Oh, sure, they're nice, but how do you get them open? Mine got stuck the first night. I pushed and pulled, and then I did like I do with most mechanical things. I gave it a good swift kick. Well, what do you know, I said to myself. Next thing I know, the thing is out the door into the street. I did what any sensible person would do. I ran after it and jumped on. Boy, that baby really took off. I've never seen a bed with this kind of acceleration. We were dodging in and out between cars. Then I saw the railroad crossing up ahead. Suddenly, she stops right in the middle of the track. Well, I realized I had to act fast. I figured I got her going once. I can do it again. I'm fed up with this thing. A brand new bed, it wouldn't even start. Imagine that. You just did. You saw it on the radio. If you're an advertiser, this station and the Radio Advertising Bureau have news for you. Just call the station and say, I saw it on the radio.
The Beach Boys. That's the name of a legendary group, as well as the title of the latest in a long line of immensely popular LPs. Beach Boy Bruce Johnston believes the self-titled and newest Beach Boys album is among their best.
It's really a great album. I would go buy this one. This is the best album we've put out in 15 years.
Get Your Back is the first hit from the brand new Beach Boys album to move up the music charts. Carl Wilson co-wrote three tunes for the LP. One he's very proud of is called It's Getting Late.
I like a laid-back tempo. I love, you know, black music and R&B. And it was just really fun for me to be able to, you know, make a song like that.
It's Getting Late sounds like something from Carl Wilson's solo albums. I mean, I love his solo albums. I'm glad he makes solo albums because he has his own style. It's so different from all of us. And I love our vocals that we got to sing on It's Getting Late.
Bruce Johnston also has a compliment for a contribution from another Beach Boy. He's especially amused at one of the four songs that Brian Wilson co-wrote for their latest album. The song's called Crack at Your Love.
Crack at Your Love, I think, is Brian Wilson and the Brian Wilson humor at its best. It started out with Brian's idea. He wants to get a crack at your love. I think that's hilarious. It's wonderful. I can just see myself meeting my wife, and we start going out, and I go, gee, Harriet, I sure would like a crack at your love. Now, I mean, you know, that thought is hilarious.
But I know I'd like to get a crack at your love.
When they're not cracking up over love, the Beach Boys should probably be standing up as the official band for the state of California.
California's calling, and the boys are calling. Hey, they're right away, and the boys are calling.
On their latest LP, The Beach Boys, Bruce Johnston says they salute their trademark sound in a song called California Calling.
That's our tip of the Beach Boy hat to a sound that we probably made during Deuce Coupe. You know, it's not a parody, it's just, I think we can still do it. Listen to this one.
My baby listens to my car radio, and when we're cruising lets the whole world know, and when our favorite surfing song comes on, we always let them know it's totally rad. California's calling, and the boys are calling, I'll be there right away, and the boys are calling.
California isn't different than Vermont or Florida or Minnesota. You might think California is different. Our music is about growing up, all the things that went on, we're growing up. And now, in 1985, that's exactly what our music is still about.
The 80s have also brought the opportunity for new collaboration to the Beach Boys. Carl Wilson says the song Passing Friend from their new LP was a contribution from two members of one of the hottest new bands to emerge in this decade, Boy George and Roy Hay of Culture Club.
It was really fun working with them. You know, they came over, they were starting one of their tours here, I guess it was toward the end of last year. And George came down to the studio and did a scratch vocal just so I could kind of get a feel of how to go about doing it, you know. And it was just fun to work with some, you know, fresh people, just get some new energy.
While Culture Club's Boy George and Roy Hay can take writing credit for the Beach Boys' Passing Friend, a Beach Boy can take credit for a Barry Manilow classic. No, Barry Manilow didn't write I Write the Songs. The real writer of the song is the Beach Boys' Bruce Johnston.
When I wrote I Write the Songs, I wrote it in my car. Then I came home and I put it down on tape. I figured it out in the piano a little bit. Okay, so that's how I Write the Songs came about. Started in my car.
Bruce Johnston is still composing with a steering wheel in front of him. And on the latest Beach Boys album, he wrote She Believes in Love Again from behind the windshield.
I wrote it going back and forth to Santa Barbara. And it was really fun to write it in the car. I'm still writing in my car, but it's kind of on the way home after dropping my oldest son off at school. You know, it's kind of like a carpool kind of life now. You know, just when you think you're really going to be the Bob Hope of the surfing world musically, you have to drive your kid to school. You know, you think you're really pretty hot and a big, you know, star because you've lasted so long, and you're selling out places like the Forum or Madison Square Garden. Go home and you're only dad, which is actually much better than being a star, you know, because being a parent is really the real stardom, I think.
I want her, I need her, but I never let her know before. Kept her in the dark, thought I lost her heart forever. She told me, just show me the feelings that you keep inside, and I promise that we can and let her know the way I feel. Changes I could make wouldn't have to take a lifetime. She wants me, she needs me. She always let me know before. Now it's up to me to give her all she needs the right way. She believes in me. Just did it, blew it. How could I do it? I dreamed about the pain I had to put her through. God, sorry. She said she'd recover if only I'd love her. She believes in love again. She believes in me. Now we've come far beyond the way we used to be. In her eyes, deep inside, she finally let me see that she believes in love again.
Coming up on the Hot Ones, California Girls Today and Yesterday with the Beach Boys.
Greyhound reminds you that when you travel by car, you take chances, especially if you're traveling alone. Anything can happen. Dangerous thunderstorms. Engine trouble. Blowouts. Next time, don't take chances. It's time to go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
So, you think you deserve a break? Need to get away? Well, if you use soap when you take a bath, you can save on the greatest vacation offer ever. Just by saving Safeguard, Camay, Ivory Coast, and Zest wrappers, a couple can save as much as $140.
Hooray!
Oh, you say you use some other brand? The Travel Cash Vacation Offer. Run out for this Sunday's paper for further details. Offer must include hotel or cruise and ends November 1st, 1985. Void where prohibited.
Dole fruit and juice bars aren't just for fun. They're for real.
Well, it's real, real fruit, and it's real, real juice, and it's real, real cool.
Dole fruit and juice bars.
What a refreshing way to eat fruit.
Dole fruit and juice bars.
Mom's like it. Dad's like it. Kids like it. And you like it. What a refreshing way to eat fruit.
Dole fruit and juice bars. Real fruit, real juice, real good.